This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is visiting the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. Rumsfeld's surprise visit today is the first by a top Bush administration official since the abuses at that prison became public. Rumsfeld was accompanied by General Richard Myers, who has also been criticized for his management of the affair. Throughout the scandal, combat has continued in Iraq, including in the southern city of Karbala. U.S. troops with the 1st Armored Division are fighting the militia of Muqtada al-Sadr, and some of the fighting has taken place near Islamic sacred sites. U.S. troops face a delicate mission of defeating Sadr's forces without alienating the Iraqi people. The deputy commander of the 1st Armored Division is Brigadier General Mark Hertling, who's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, General.
Well, good afternoon, Steve. Good morning to you there.
Oh, it is afternoon, of course, in Iraq. We've heard that there's been more fighting today. General, can you describe what is happening?
Well, I think we're continuing to maintain the offensive in several of these cities where Qatar militia have attempted to intimidate the people. And the fighting today has not been as intense as it was a few evenings ago. But they continue to try and attack government buildings. They attack police stations. And they attack our forces to try and improve security in the key towns of southern Iraq.
General, we've seen some television images in the last day or so that seem to underline the dual mission, the difficult mission that you have. There's been fighting very near the shrine of Hussein and shrine of Abbas in Karbala, very sacred sites. How do you manage to battle Sadr without alienating Iraqis?
Well, it is a very challenging mission. We have been very precise in our offensive operations. We received intelligence that the Muqtada militia had taken over several government buildings and several holy sites near the holy shrines, but they are still a great distance from the main shrine of Ali in Najaf and some of the other holier shrines in Karbala. So we have been very precise in our attacks at those buildings. One of the ones that you've probably seen on the news was the attack on the Makaim Mosque, which Muqtada's forces have attempted to take over for their purposes. And as you also saw, there was quite a bit of ammunition and arms stored in that mosque as well as associated buildings.
How deep is the support for Muqtada al-Sadr among the people of Karbala, as far as you can tell?
Well, I'll say this to both Karbala and Najaf, because the support is not there for this individual. He is very much of an extreme, not a religious leader. He has garnered support from the disenfranchised and, in fact, the unemployed. Very small part of the population, as you'll begin to see in the next couple of days, because the other Shia clerics, the moderate ones, are beginning to stand up to him now that we've attempted to provide a little bit of security in those couple of key towns that were not receiving security before.
And, General, has the prison scandal, which has made so much news here and I'm sure there, affected your operations, particularly since you're in urban areas around a lot of civilians?
Well, it has, from our standpoint, made our mission here a little bit more challenging. But I think the people that know the American forces, the ones that we've come in contact with over the last year in Baghdad, and as we've contacted folks in the clerics and the businessmen in Najaf, Karbala, Diwaniya, Kut, some of the areas that we're in right now, they understand that this is, in fact, not the way we are. We made it a point for our chain of command to address the issues with the people, with the formal, and we often make it a point to apologize for this action and get out in the open and tell all these people we meet with them.
We're speaking to Brigadier General Mark Hertling, the deputy commander of the 1st Armored Division in southern Iraq. General, thanks very much.
Thank you. Have a good day, Steve.